Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the audio daily dose of Daf, the shiur where we talk a Daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way. We're looking at Pesachim 105, one of my favorite concepts. I actually never knew where it came from, and it's right here on today's Daf. Look at this. The Gemara points out, Rav Nachman goes on to explain why it is that we invoke the principle, cherished is a mitzvah, cherished is the mitzvah with reference to Kiddush, but not with regard to Havdalah. The Gemara points out, there is a difference for us between bringing in the day and taking out the day. With regard to bringing in the Shabbos day through Kiddush, the more we advance it, the better it is. Amazing. In effect, we cherish the day of Shabbos by reciting Kiddush as early as possible after the onset of Shabbos. The idea of Tosefet Shabbos, doing early Shabbos, quote unquote, like we learn about, we hear about, we do in the summer months. Cherished is the mitzvah performed in its proper time. The zealous perform mitzvahs with alacrity. The notes point out, the Rashbam points to us. But with regard to taking out the Shabbos day through Havdalah, the more we delay it, the better. The more we delay, the better it is, so that the Shabbos should not appear as a burden upon us, God forbid, which we are eager to dispatch, God forbid. Hence, when a situation seems to call for delaying Havdalah, as it does when only one cup is available for Havdalah, Brichas HaMazon, when we do delay it, Rashbam points out in the notes, and in general, don't push out the Shabbos too fast. This is so key in line with what I myself have thought about over the years. People rush to Shabbos. People rush to take it at the last moment, and people rush to end Shabbos. Why? Take Shabbos in early. Enjoy Shabbos. Shabbos is the best time of the entire week. Why would we not take more Shabbos upon us? Why would we be so quick to let Shabbos go? The idea of lighting the candles from the Havdalah candle to two tea lights, we do bli neder, we saw brought up many years ago from Rabbi Moshe Meir Weiss, to extend the holiness of Shabbos into the week. You know, many times we try even to take Shabbos in a few minutes early. If candle lighting says that it's at 4:15 in the winter and you get to it at 4:11, you brought upon yourself 3 extra minutes of Shabbos. Amazing. If Shabbos could be taken in at 7 all the way to 8:15 in the summer, take it in at 7. Every minute of Shabbos is beautiful and precious. If Shabbos ends at 5:30 at sometimes in the winter, why are you rushing at 5:29 to get rid of Shabbos? Where are you rushing to? What is so important that you have to get rid of Shabbos? Shabbos is a gift. Shabbos is an aid and an oath to the world that Hashem created in 6 days. Shabbos is beautiful bliss of menucha. If it's a burden, if you don't like it, something is wrong. Shabbos should be amazing. It should be enjoyable. It should be difficult to let it go. As difficult as it is to let go of your bride, to let go of your spouse, it should be that you have to say goodbye to them for the day. We should not want to part from Shabbos. We should not want to get rid of Shabbos. In fact, oftentimes in the winter, we play a musical Havdalah and we do a musical interlude afterwards because I don't want to say goodbye to Shabbos. I don't want to turn on my phone. I don't want to deal with everyone and everything outside of Shabbos. Let me keep Shabbos a little longer. Let me play for my kids a little longer. Let me enjoy the moment a little longer. Let's do a little longer Shalosh Shudas. Let's sing a little bit. Let's sing some sad songs because Shabbos is ebbing away. The Gemara here proves to us the best way to go about mitzvah such as Shabbos is to bring it in early and to delay getting rid of it. How much a beautiful thing should it be? On any level, we should do this, to bring in Shabbos early as much as we can, to hold on to Shabbos as much as we can. Don't usher it out, and don't lose the opportunity to usher it in early. Usher it in early and let it go late. As the Gemara teaches to us how beautiful it is to advance it really well and to delay getting rid of it. Try to do so in all of your Shabboses every week, Bli Neder, and how much more can we cherish and hold on to the beautiful gift that is Shabbos. Join us next time as we talk Pesachim 106 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.